This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Our veterans, this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our man John Basiliga. And let's feature one of his great companies since it's the weekend. Basiliga Hospitality. That includes a Terra 519, my place last night. Winner of best fine dining, best new local restaurant, best wine selection. Sergey's Live right underneath. Winner of best nightclub, best live music venue. They're hopping tonight. Well, that's just where it begins. Far Street Tavern. Winner of best bar food, best neighborhood bar. Queen City Tavern, best bar winner. Scranton Art House, best movie theater, without a doubt. Then you got the Old Brook Inn, best outdoor dining 2 years in a row. Best place to have a first date 5 years in a row. And with the beautiful weather coming up, think of it. And the Stegmeyer. Oh, transporting you to another era. I tell people it's like going to the mansion tour in Newport and getting to sit down and eat. Amazing. Our veteran this hour, an old friend of mine, Joseph Carr Dunmore. He was born in Scranton. At the time of his passing last year, July 18th, he and his wife, Dolores, another beautiful person, were happily married for 68 years. Graduate of St. Paul's High School and the University of Scranton, where he was a member of the college swim team. Joe Carr was a veteran of the United States Army serving us. He was employed in the insurance industry his entire life and was past president of the Claims Association. That's when claims adjusters, they were great. He was one of the best. He's survived by his wife, Dolores, his children, Carol, Kathleen, Patricia, as well as his grandchildren. Preceded in death by his son and best friend, my man, Richard Carr. Also by brothers Frank and twin brother Robert. He loved going on cruises with his wife, playing golf with his son Richard, grandson Kyle, and he loved Penn State, he and Richard. He was a good man, a quiet guy, unassuming. But from the moment I met him, and when I was in eighth grade, you just knew he was a good man. And I never knew he served us in the Army. These are the great people we've got to remember. Joseph Carr, our veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by our man and a true patriot, John Basiliga, and his great hospitality group, which we are featuring today. Like a Terra, where I was last night. And I can confirm, best fine dining, best new local restaurant, best wine selection. Award-winning Atera 519. And then right underneath, and it'll be hopping tonight, Sergey's Live. Even for old fogies like me, it's fun. The winner, best nightclub and best live music venue. Then, of course, you want to watch the football games? I'll tell you where. Far Street Tavern. Best bar food, best neighborhood bar. Award winners. Queen City Tavern, Oliphant. Winner, best bar. Scranton Art House. They had the football 2 weekends ago. Winner, the best movie theater 3 years in a row. And then the Old Brook Inn. 2 years in a row, best outdoor dining. Best place to have a first date 5 years in a row. And I can confirm that. Even a fifth date. Old Brook Inn. And the Stegmeyer Mansion, just be transported to another place and another time. They've earned these awards, believe me. You'll see why if you go. John Morelli. We lost him at age 69, September 28th. He was from Scott Township. He died doing what he loved most, caring for his horses. He's survived by his wife of 48 years. The former Laura Mazeka. John Morelli was born in Peckville, graduate of Mid Valley High School, class of 73. He was employed by Tobahan Army Depot, Coolbaugh Township, as a government communications expert, then later by Allegrucci Farm, Scott Township. He served this country and all of us with the U.S. Army during the Vietnam War. Member of the American Legion in Dixon City. Also a member of St. Carlo Acutis Parish at St. Patrick's Church, Oliphant. He was a loving husband, father, brother, brother-in-law. His family says John was the kindest person in the world. What a great thing to say about somebody. He was a world traveler and expert at his craft. His favorite employment was taking care of animals, especially his horses. In addition to his wife, his son, and many other family members survive him. John Morelli. Terry Ann Gallagher, proud Air Force veteran, devout faith. She was the former Terry Ann White. Born in Bowman, North Dakota. She entered eternal rest with the Lord and Savior after a life filled with faith, gratitude, and love. She was a graduate of Bowman High School and North Dakota State University. Terry's life was forever changed when she accepted Christ during her college years, holding John 3:16 as her salvation verse. She served us proudly for 13 years in the United States Air Force with assignments in the U.S. and Germany, where she met and later married Dennis Gallagher. That was in 1983. They were blessed with 2 children. And a granddaughter who brought immense joy to her life. Though diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 1995, Terry faced every challenge with courage, resilience, and unshakable faith. Terry Ann Gallagher. Our great veterans this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by John Basiliga, and as we head into the weekend, Basiliga Hospitality. It's from fine dining to great bars and bar restaurants to the movies. They're award-winning, voted the winner, best fine dining, best new local restaurant, best wine selection, Atera 519. Sergey's Live, right underneath. It's the nightclub. The winner of best nightclub, the winner of best live music venue. Then we go to the Far Street Tavern. Best bar food, best neighborhood bar, 3 years in a row. Queen City Tavern, Oliphant, best bar. Scranton Art House, winner, best movie theater. And it is. Best outdoor dining, 2 years in a row. And this is the weekend to do it and savor it. And then best place to have a first date, 5 years in a row, the Old Brook Inn. And don't forget about my absolute favorite anywhere on the planet, Stegmeyer Mansion. Jack Griffith, national horseshoe champion, who loved singing. Jack was 91 from Quarryville, formerly of Bloomsburg. We lost him September 29th at home in Mount Carmel. He was the son of the late Samuel and Margaret Keel Griffith, a 1951 graduate of Mount Carmel High School. He proudly served all of us and this country by serving in the U.S. Navy during the Korean War. He was a tower operator for the Pennsylvania Railroad for 40 years. Jack was a member of the VFW Post 804 and the Valley of Bloomsburg American Legion. He loved to sing. He loved to play harmonica. Throughout his 80s, he entertained all ages by singing Frank Sinatra karaoke. He did it at the good old days in Bloomsburg. The college students loved him when he got on stage. He did shows for residents at nursing homes in the area. He loved the bowl, and he was a horseshoe champion. Preceded in death by his wife of 46 years, the former Dolores Karpovich, back in 2020, a step-granddaughter, tragically, Tara Helwig Vining, back in 2022. He lost his two sisters and three brothers as well, surviving her two sons and their spouses, a stepson, four grandchildren, and seven great-grandchildren. John Jack Griffith, our great veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.